Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Hypervigilance. It's a state of heightened alertness and constant scanning of the environment. And it can be a significant consequence of narcissistic trauma. In this episode today, we aim to shed light on the concept of hypervigilance, explore its origins, outline typical behavioral signs, and delve into its connection with narcissistic trauma. Hi, I'm Lynn. Welcome back to our channel. May this be helpful as we dive in to this topic. And if you like our videos, we ask you to subscribe, hit the bell, drop a comment, and let's move forward in the healing journey. By understanding this complex relationship, we can empower survivors and promote healing. Let's embark on this journey to unravel the intricate ties between hypervigilance and narcissistic trauma. But before we do, did you also know our site, movingforwardafterabuse.com, has over 90 articles geared to help you in your recovery from if you've been in a relationship with a narcissist, so you can heal, recover, and move forward in your next journey. We welcome you to explore the categories by going to the top and then drilling down and or using the search function to find an article on a topic you want to learn more about. We hope our site has been helpful in assisting your journey forward. So, are you on guard 24/7? Hypervigilance is a state of perpetual watchfulness and heightened sensitivity to potential threats or danger. It arises as a survival response to past traumatic experiences, causing individuals to be constantly on guard and intensely attentive to their surroundings. This heightened state of awareness can be mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausting, negatively impacting one's overall well-being. It comes from where? Hypervigilance often originates from prolonged exposure to the tactics, which is characterized by manipulative behaviors, emotional manipulation, and power imbalances. Survivors of narcissistic trauma endure a pattern of chronic devaluation, gaslighting, and psychological manipulation that erode their sense of self and safety. Are you hypervigilant? Let's take a look in more detail at some of the signs. 1. Hypersensitivity to cues. Hypervigilant individuals are intricately aware to changes in their environment, even small and subtle changes in the behavior of others, often interpreting harmless actions as potential threats. 2. Constant scanning. Do you have an incessant need to scan your surroundings for signs of danger, anticipating potential harm even in seemingly safe situations? Do you anticipate having to walk on eggshells when you are around certain people? 3. Heightened startle response. Hypervigilant individuals may experience exaggerated reactions to sudden noises or movements due to their heightened state. 4. Difficulty relaxing. Is it challenging to let your guard down and fully relax, or do you remain on high alert, constantly anticipating and looking for a danger? 5. Sleep disturbances. Hypervigilance can disrupt sleep patterns, making it difficult for individuals to fall asleep or stay asleep due to persistent anxiety and fear. Does this sound like you? If you've had a relationship with a narcissist, it is a traumatic experience that undermines an individual's sense of self, safety, and worth. It involves a variety of manipulative tactics, including gaslighting, emotional blackmail, and constant criticism. Be sure to catch our video here on gaslighting, understanding the whys behind it, as it may help to bring clarity. What are some of the contributing factors to hypervigilance? Unpredictable environments. Living with a narcissist creates an unpredictable and volatile environment where survivors are constantly on edge, anticipating the narcissist's moves and reactions. Fear of consequences. Due to the narcissist's punitive nature, survivors become hypervigilant in order to avoid potential consequences. Should they do something or not do something? Or not do something right? Or have done something, but it could have been better? Self-doubt and confusion. Gaslighting, a common tactic if you've been in a relationship with a narcissist, as it manipulates survivors into questioning their own reality and sanity. This fosters hypervigilance as it sets the stage for to seek validation and reassurance because they're looking to do the right thing, say the right thing. And when there is a party who is sending messages that are distorted, the survivor in this situation becomes off balance and they have a lot of self-doubt to wade through, but they don't know it yet. Gaslighting breeds this self-doubt and confusion. Emotional conditioning. When a narcissist goes back and forth between positive behaviors, which is love bombing, and negative criticism, this provides the atmosphere for a heightened state of hypervigilance. They become hypersensitive to subtle cues, attempting to anticipate the narcissist's changing moods and behaviors. Learning about hypervigilance and its connection to being in a relationship with a narcissist is the beginning of your healing journey. It's awareness. Hypervigilance, rooted in narcissistic trauma, is a significant challenge faced by survivors. By understanding the origins and behavioral signs of hypervigilance, we can shed light on the intricate connection between being in a relationship with a narcissist and this heightened state of alertness. Healing from hypervigilance requires self-awareness, validation, establishing safety, setting boundaries, and practicing self-care. It is a journey that takes time, patience, and self-compassion. It's not a journey that will be overcome in one day or one week, but by removing yourself, if possible, from the party to whom is causing it no contact, may be an option to explore. After time, your nervous system may relax, but can easily revert back to this heightened state of alertness if your body or mind senses a similar environment. Have you ever experienced hypervigilance or heightened awareness in your life? How did it impact you? Drop a comment below and share your experience. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and/or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.